What is this song, Stiz? I don't know this one.
This is not me. Don't look at me.
I don't know, but it sounds depressing.
Is this Creed?
Nickelback.
Oh, that Christian youth of Creed.
Could be Weird Al.
It could be. It is Rich, Ken, Ted Johnson, although Christian Arcannon here today. Thank you very much for coming in at 937 WEI. You can give us a call at 617-779-7937. Let's go to Paul on line one. What's happening, Paul? How you doing?
Hey, yeah, I just heard you guys talking about how funny the reactions are of the Philly fans losing AJ. But I find it kind of ridiculous how they're reacting because they've had months to prepare for this. Yet the great citizens of Cleveland just lost potentially the greatest defensive end of all time with no warning at all,
yep.
And they get no sympathy at all.
It's true. And Paul, there is a clip. Do you happen to have the one that I sent you, Stiz? If you don't, it's not a big deal.
I really wasn't expecting it.
That's literally, they did a man on the street thing in Philadelphia yesterday where they went down there. We're telling people about the A.J. Brown news, and let's get the reaction. And the very first person they interview says that. I really wasn't expecting it. And I'm like, you're the only person in America who had no idea that A.J. Brown was going to get traded to the New England Patriots. I mean, listen, Schefter's going to scold you and just he's going to say, you dumbass, how dare you question my sources for all these
months.
I don't
even know. Maybe Cleveland doesn't even hate it. I mean, they had Myles Garrett for how many years and never won
right.
a thing.
The Eagles just won a Super Bowl with this guy, so I could see their fan. But, like, what did the Browns ever do with Myles Garrett other than but sell a lot of jerseys, probably?
If I was a Browns fan, I would just be shocked that they made a good decision.
True.
I mean, like, Myles Garrett did not want to be there, and they got a haul for him. Yeah. Now, whether or not they're going to completely waste it and do something stupid with it, then that's probably something that they will do.
Eagles got a bit of a haul themselves.
They did.
But
do you have a problem with what they got?
Not a problem with it. I'm glad that the Patriots are breaking away from their normal conventions, but if we're just judging it strictly by on what kind of deal it was in the market, I can't say that the Patriots knocked it out of the park or anything like that. It's not one of those famous, oh, they really swindled them. No one got swindled here, I don't think.
I think it's worth it. I think this is one of those trades where you can look at it and go, you know what? Worth it. And I think that almost most of the reviews that you've seen from, you know, different writers and stuff have said that this was good for both sides. I mean, definitely for the Patriots. It leans more Patriots than it does, you know, Philadelphia. But I just think that they passed a point where they could get him and Jalen Hurts to work anymore. I mean, there was something weird going on there.
Even A.J. Brown admitted in that interview, he and Hurts have not been the same for the last couple of years. He said, on the field, we worked fine, but we're not as close as we were. But back to the Philly Inquirer story. So this is more a part of this Marcus Haynes column.
Yeah.
He writes, another veteran said Brown's body language set a bad example for younger players. Brown engaged in a two-week boycott, behavior that became tiresome as his time in Philly continued. By the end of 2024, Super Bowl title in hand, he was more interested in his Hall of Fame candidacy than in the team winning, saying winning was not fulfilling. So this is very, you know, it's interesting to read the fallout there from the greatest receiver in Eagles history. Maybe this is just a columnist who's like a hot take guy. But if
sounds like Missoula, winning's not
right.
But can you do me a favor? At some point, I want to take a look and see what people were writing about Randy Moss when he left to come to the Patriots. Because wasn't there like a whole, you know, he just isn't like his personality.
He was
not
miserable.
Here. He was miserable.
Miserable in Oakland.
It seems a little bit almost like what we're hearing about A.J. Brown. And then what does he do? He comes to the Patriots. He's got a great quarterback, obviously, to throw to him, just like A.J. Brown has now. And it just feels to me like we might be repeating history
but
again.
The problem with that was a short shelf life. Eventually, it ran its course here.
True.
Oh, my God.
And they also didn't win anything either.
Right,
I mean, that's
right.
The other thing. Like, for all as great as that was, they didn't win anything.
There was a banner they hung for a little bit.
They did have a banner.
Come on. They did end up having a banner that was the most embarrassing banner except for the AFC finalist one that the Colts ended up having.
But you got Moss for a fourth. You know, that's another thing. He was such a distressed asset. You got him for a fourth. I wonder who you were bidding against here. Because could the Eagles have taken Brown back? There weren't any other. I asked Chris Price last night, was any other team in on Brown? He said no. So who were you negotiating with? Like,
right. Well,
trying to outbid?
Yeah. The problem was they were competing with the Rams at some point.
Right.
Then the Rams decided they didn't want to give them
first.
They
got this other thing they're doing.
Yeah. But don't you think the deal was done for like 3 months, basically?
With the Patriots?
With the Patriots. Like, this deal was done from, you know, back in March.
For a first-round pick, you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why Schefter kept saying
that. I think what Rap Sheet was saying was more, I don't know, maybe not, because he ended up sort of going back on that yesterday when he announced it, but I don't know. It seemed unlikely to me that no other team would be in on a guy like Brown, but no one was.
Okay, so does it give me a little bit of pause that the Patriots are obviously the only team that was in on it? Yes, it does. But I also think the reason that they were, I guess, steadfast and they stuck with this whole you're going to get a first round pick, it sure does seem like that was the plan the entire time because of all the leaked out news according to this deal, is I think that they knew if they got A.J. Brown, that would silence the other offseason story that has been so big for the Patriots. And I think they knew that that first round pick was worth more than just getting A.J. Brown here. It meant somebody saying something positive about this team.
The offseason's about something else now.
Yes, yeah. It is. And now, even if you have, you know, if you have Diana Rossini speak before, you know, let's say it's the week before the opener, they're going to have to talk about two stories,
right?
On the opening night, they're going to have to talk about Rossini and mention that, but then they're going to be able to talk about A.J. Brown and what A.J. Brown's doing for this team. And let's say A.J. Brown lights it up, even better. Then you can all of a sudden just change the narrative. I think that it was the entire time worth it for the Patriots to give up a first-round pick. And I think the Eagles felt comfortable saying, now we don't really have to do much work. We know we're getting exactly what we want. We're probably not going to get anything better from everyone else. Let's just kind of wink, nod, shake our air hands until June 1st and make it happen.
I give the Patriots credit. In text line, somebody said, give Elliott Wolf some credit. He hasn't gotten much. I think that's true. I mean, this team is very aggressive. You could be right, Rich. Maybe they had ulterior motives to, you know, to create some interest this year, but it's worked. I mean, I feel like it's doubled the excitement level for the return, which already should have been high.
There's no question, Ken. All right, let's go to Paulie. Paulie, what's happening? How you doing?
Paulie.
Hey, Paulie.
I am not doing too great, I'll tell you. They paid a 1 and a 4 for him 4 or 5 years ago, Philadelphia, and they dealt him for a 1 and a 5. I mean, to talk about losing this deal. Yeah, it's unbelievable. This giving a 1 for him is a good player on the decline. Okay, he's got to drain his right knee constantly. Okay,
that was two years ago, Paulie. They didn't have to do that last year. It was 2 years ago with the knee.
No injuries.
Almost they had to drain it. I was listening to a show this morning. They had to drain it all the time, twice a game or something like that.
They stick a tap into it, right?
They're constantly draining that right leg. That's the problem here. That is the problem. Okay, it's a bad deal. He's not worth more than a 3 or a 4 plus booty. He's really, if you throw booty in, he's only worth a 4 plus booty. It's ridiculous. This guy, he's
now. Do you mean booty as an ass, gas, or grass? Yeah, nobody rides for free.
They had to get rid. They had to get rid of him. Nobody else was willing to give a 1. And Mike Vrabel is the only guy that I know that has to have a wife and a girlfriend and a boyfriend.
What the hell? What is wrong with Paulie today?
Oh my god! Because you know he just, you know, Paulie just hung up the phone and then just put his hands up like this. Oh yeah!
That's the funniest thing Paulie's ever said.
All right.
Good one, Paulie. I see Paulie and Denham all the time.
And you know what else?
Do you?
Oh yeah.
And you know what else? He's gay.
Does he look like what I think Paulie would look like?
I don't know what you think he would look like.
Oh.
But probably.
Heavy set and bald.
No, not heavy set.
That's the best. He was leading up to, and guess what, guys? He's gay.
Jeez. Why is he turned on Vrabel so vehemently?
Man.
That is something.
He just paused, if that's anything.
Yeah, really. Good point, Drake.
Oh, Paul, he's calling his friends right now. Guess what I did on the Rich Ken and Ted show? Pretend what a day it was. Christian Arcan. I slipped it in. I said, hey, that Vrabel, he's gay. All right, we might need to take a break.
Did you see the pictures, the Photoshop of Vrabel with A.J. Brown at the...
Of course. I mean, listen, they're not going to stop.
That was funny.
I know, they're not going to stop.
By the way, I missed this report. Did you see Giardi about Morgan Moses? Left practice and did not return. Unclear why, but he repaired to the medical tent with trainer Jim Whalen and went back to the locker room. So they already lost the tight end. Let's hope they have not lost their right tackle today.
Yeah, that's not good. That little side news has not been good.
Well, they're in good shape if they do. They just drafted a guy. So.
By the way,
plus a very confusing coach situation.
I have a feeling every time I see Paulie's name like shows up, my heart's just going to flutter. Like, I'm just like, I can't wait to hear how he ends his call. And I'm going to let him speak. I'm not going to cut him out because now I know he ends every call with a take grenade. Right? Yeah, he throws it in there. Speaking of take grenades, you can leave us one. Just go to the Odyssey app, press a microphone. And will it be better than Paulie's?
Nope.
I doubt it.
Nope.
I doubt it. All right, 617-779-7937. Hey, I know something about Vrabel that you might not know.